I'm Darren Wilson. I'm 18 years old.
My name is Xavier Henry. I'm 15, and we interviewed
Gerald Brooks, August 6, 2014.
It was a good childhood. I'm from Wilkinsburg, born and raised. The main thing I remember about my childhood is my father. I really had it good. I really didn't have to, fend for myself at all. He taught me a lot in my childhood, and I still use the merits that he gave me to this day. I have two older brothers, and I got one younger sister. I'm from a bad neighborhood, and I do motivational speaking for underprivileged youth in that neighborhood. The main problem is, why they don't succeed is the fact that, they feel as if they have to do or act a certain way to be successful. It's not at the time or it's not the place right now to blame anybody. The number one thing is definitely what you value. And the example of that is if you go to school or if you go to welding school or if you play basketball, If you value being a basketball player, then you will do what it takes to be a basketball player. You can't cruise through life in your drop shift, just knowing whatever you want to do. It's going to be obstacles. It's going to be a process that comes with values. That's the number one thing that I teach the kids all the time. It's the first thing I say every time. I'm serious. Like, you can go to college undecided, but you have to have a goal. You have to have a short-term goal. You have to have a mid-term goal, and you have to have a final goal that you gotta have in life. You have to have a goal. Even if your goal is to figure out what your goal is, be ready for the obstacles, be ready for the fallen bridges, be ready for the caved in tunnels. You might have to climb the mountain instead of going the easy way, going through the tunnel. The grade school that I attended was Kelly Elementary, and then I went to Thurgood Marshall for 3 years. I went to Indiana University of Pennsylvania. And after that, I transferred to Slippery Rock University to graduate in 2013. Struggle is the root of what it is. Bill Gates can struggle, so can I. And what I mean by that is just what you value. If I value being a rocket scientist, that whole process will be a struggle, and that will frustrate me to the fullest. If I value being a basketball player, it's a struggle to get there. That's why everybody's always promoting, I grind. Because they feel as if they're struggling. They mix struggle with grind. Struggle is more what light is at the end of the tunnel, that road to get there. Struggle is physical, and it can also be mental. My number one life goal is to make motivation a class in high school. I feel as if the kids in our neighborhood has somebody they can relate to when they go to the high school, and maybe after breakfast, they have to do 15 minutes of motivation, wake up, just like if you play football, there's something they do that's called wake up. Even in basketball, stretching, you get warmed up and get ready to work out. And I feel like school is a workout, and we get so drained looking at people that we can't relate to. They come into high school, a guy that makes $40,000, $50,000 a year, when I'm coming from where a dollar is a lot. I don't know if you remember, trying to get a dollar to eat cheese Doritos at lunch. That was a lot. So I can't relate to you. So what you're saying doesn't make sense. Especially when they say it's okay. That's the worst thing you can tell a kid from where I'm from. It's going to be okay. Because when they leave school, they're right back to misery and to the horrors of trying to survive. There should be some type of medium. Somebody needs to respect that in school. It'll make somebody interested in school versus interested in what's after school. When I was in college, I couldn't wait to get out of school. Kids should be happy to go to school. Not saying school is the, even though that's the American dream, that's not like if you don't go to school, you won't be successful. What you value is the root of every situation. People always argue the branches on the tree. It's about the root of the tree. You cut the branches off a tree, those branches will grow back. But if you take it out by the roots, that tree won't be there no more. And basically what I'm saying is what you value. What you value is the root of every situation.